Welcome back to the Stephanie Zeller podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Today, we are going to go through the four themes that you are going to experience for the month of January of 2026. If you have not listened to the 2026 energy update, I would definitely check that episode out. That gives you a peek, a little sneak peek into what you can expect to experience for the entire year. And it is very, very interesting, let me tell you. January is going to be a super explosive month. It feels so good. I think it's going to be a breath of fresh air for you. I can't wait to dive into it. If you are new here, every month I channel in these energy updates. These include the themes and the energy that you can expect to experience throughout the month. These are, generally speaking, my most downloaded episodes. And you can also find all of my other work, my courses and coaching at thetransformationschool.com. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you're listening so that you can catch these energy updates every single month. Let's dive in. Okay, so the overall theme for January of 2026 is, it's up to you now, shine like the sun. It's up to you now. Shine like the sun. So this month, you're going to feel this infusion, this newfound sense of self-empowerment. There's hope in the air. Again, breath of fresh air energy. There's this shift energetically into a I've got this kind of energy, and things are finally changing. And you're going to be feeling this shift of energy. It's just this sense of like, wait, maybe I can do this. Or wait, maybe things are really going my way. And that's going to give you some momentum. It's going to click you into a momentum. If you can grab it, like notice at the beginning of January where this is already happening for you, and then grab it and run. Be in yes energy, be in momentum. Use it to grow your belief in yourself, in what you're capable of, and in what is possible for you. I love this energy for the start of the year. Ideally, we all want to feel this at the beginning of a new year, right? Like we want to shed the old year, step into the new year in this fresh, exciting, new energy with hope, with amazing expectations, but it doesn't always happen. Like not every January will feel like this. I mean, January last year was insane. It was like, that's when the LA fires happened. It was completely insane. This January, it just feels like, oh, finally, like, oh my gosh, there's a shift in something here. Something is opening up for me. I feel like things are really working in my favor. I can do this. I've got this. So notice where that's coming in and then use it, leverage it, believe in it, trust it. It's here to support you. So that is kind of the overall underlying theme of the month. It's up to you now. Shine like the sun. And with the phrase, it's up to you now, it's really like, trust yourself and trust this sense of I've got this. And then don't be afraid to shine. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, to try new things, to speak up, to share your opinions, to do the thing in the world. This month will support that. It's up to you now. Shine like the sun. So that is the overall theme, the underlying energy of the month that's going to support these four themes. So theme number one now of January 2026 is new perspectives and new creative solutions. New perspectives and new creative solutions. So the energy here this month is like things are a little bit stirred up. Things are a little up in the air. Maybe even because, you know, shedding the last of 2025 was maybe disorienting. It just feels like there's things that are up in the air that aren't super, super stable right now. But this is a good thing because it's like a lot of pattern interrupts. And when we have pattern interrupts in our lives, like a pattern interrupt is something that's a little bit derailing or new or different that disrupts our automatic behavior and our automatic thinking. Like every day, if we were to do the same thing every single day, we essentially in a way go unconscious because our brain is just like clocking it like something we do every single day. So in a way we tune out And a pattern interrupt is when something comes in and wakes you up. It like disrupts you from that pattern. It's like kind of surprising or shocking. Like maybe you get an opportunity out of nowhere, or, you know, it's like you're driving to work, but all of a sudden all these streets are shut down. So you have to like pay attention. So pattern interrupts are great. And it feels like in January, there's a lot of pattern interrupts. Maybe they came in December and now you're just in them in January, or maybe more are going to come in this month. But there's some things that give you this sense of like, okay, things are a little bit up in the air. This is great because it allows for greater flexibility for you to do things differently. When there's things up in the air and things aren't super solid, we are in a way forced to be more flexible and we're more adaptable, we're more resilient in that kind of energy, and we're more open to doing things differently. And you want to be open to doing things differently. Now, if there's something that you've been looking for in your life, like a new way, a new creative solution, some of this will come online now in January. You will see a new path forward. Things will start to crystallize. You'll have a new creative idea, a new creative solution. It's going to start coming up and coming forward this month. It's so exciting. I mean, I'm so excited. I'm honestly relieved that January is here. I'm so, so, so excited. So theme number one, new perspectives and new creative solutions. I think the thing that I just also want to add with this theme is if things feel kind of murky, a little bit up in the air, like not super stable, let it be that way. Don't grip. Don't try and create too much stability, because think of yourself as getting on a new roller coaster and not knowing when the twists or turns are going to come. But it's cool because you're on a roller coaster and it's fun. So be excited, right? Instead of going and getting on like a boring little train ride that just goes in a circle that you've been on a million times, you're choosing to get on the roller coaster that you've never been on, which you know is going to have twists and turns that you're not expecting, but that's where the fun is. So if you can hold that pose, if you can hold that energy of, okay, there's going to be some twists and turns, but that's what's going to make it fun. I'm going to have new perspectives, new ways of looking at things. I'm going to have new paths revealed, new ways forward, and new creative solutions are going to come forward. And if you can just hold on to that, this month is going to be great. It's going to be really exciting for you. You just want to stay flexible, stay loose, right? Stay soft. Let things move. You want them to move. We want things to move. Okay. So theme number one, new perspectives and new creative solutions. Let's take a slow deep breath into that and an exhale out. Theme number two, it's kind of short. It's extreme energy open. So there's extreme energy this month, open, like open to the extremes. So this month there's big waves, some big shifts, maybe some big emotions, big insights, maybe some big challenges. And the way you want to respond to that is yes, yes, yes. Open, open, open. Again, it's like getting onto that roller coaster and saying yes and being excited about it and not opting for the super boring little like child train ride that just goes in a circle that you've been in a million times. Instead, you're going to be like, you know what? Let's go on the scariest, biggest roller coaster and let's lean the fuck in. So you want to keep your heart open. Feel your emotions when they come up. Just stay open. Like keep your heart open to life. Trust that life knows what it's doing and get on the roller coaster of life and lean all the way in. This energy is taking you to an edge, and it's essentially asking you, are you going to lean into this extreme so that you can step further into who you've always known you will become? The edge, the extremes are helping you own your authentic self, your authentic voice, are helping you create things that are very authentic to you, are helping you shine. Remember the overall energy of the month. It's up to you now, shine like the sun. Are you going to lean into these edges? Are you going to lean into the extreme energy? You know, something that I love to talk about with my clients, and I don't think I've talked about it much on the podcast, is to let things be a little bit kinky. Bear with me. When things get hard, you can play with life and look at it as almost like a kink, like a tease. Like, ooh, like add a little eroticism to it and hold it in that energy where you are letting it happen and you're playing with it. You're breathing into it. You're saying like, okay, this is like, this is a lot. This is an extreme, but you're dancing with it. You're letting it be a little erotic, a little edgy, a little kinky. And that is going to help you open to it in a new and interesting way, rather than being like, ugh, this is uncomfortable. I don't want to deal with it. And completely shutting down, shutting your heart, shutting down your emotions, going numb, dissociating, getting small again. Try leaning into it. Try letting it be erotic. Try letting it be a tease. Try letting it be, again, like that crazy roller coaster that you're just excited to go on. Like, it can be scary to do things like that, to get on a roller coaster, but we still do it. Why? Because the reward, the payoff is so huge. It ends up being so fun. We feel so proud of ourselves that we did it. Same thing with life. That's what you want to do here with theme number two. And the payoff is going to be huge. Life is leading you to these extremes, to these edges, to facilitate this bigger explosion of you that's trying to come through. And it's beautiful, and it's going to make you feel so good, to shine even brighter and to feel seen and to manifest more. So that's what we want to do. There's a lot of destiny energy coming this month, some karmic energy. Almost like this was always bound to happen. You may get new pathways, new opportunities, creative solutions that may come up for you this month where there's this sense of, oh my gosh, I think I was always meant to do this. Or wait, I think this was always meant to happen. Like a remembering, like a coming home, like a, oh my gosh, wait, what if this is like my purpose kind of energy? Okay. Sometimes we don't have those revelations without extreme energy. So theme number two, extreme energy, open. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Theme number three, find your center, steady your core, stay in the eye of the storm. The sacred storm is reorganizing something. Let the winds move. I'm going to say that again. Find your center, steady your core, stay in the eye of the storm. The sacred storm is reorganizing something. Let the winds move. So this goes along with the other themes that we've already covered. But really this month, there's this kind of crazy, extreme reorganization and reorienting energy. And this presents as like these crazy kind of winds in your life, maybe in the collective. And you want to stay in the eye of the storm and let those winds move. Now, these winds are going to potentially shift your focus onto something new. You may be called to focus in on something new that may surprise you. The thing is that these winds that are kind of reorganizing everything, that are creating this energy of like, oh, things aren't super stable or things are up in the air, there could be a tendency to feel disoriented by all of that. But that's where staying connected to your core and to the eye of the storm comes in for you. Because it's only disorienting if you're focused on all of the winds around you. It's like if you were to be standing in the middle of a room and all of a sudden all this stuff starts happening around you and you're whipping your head back and forth, you can get a little bit dizzy. Rather than like looking down at your feet firmly planted on the ground is going to steady you. That's kind of the energetics that we want to pull in, is like, okay, yes, things may be up in the air, a lot may be going on this month, there may be kind of like a little bit of, let's call it like craziness, but I'm anchored here. Now, how you can do this tangibly is doing things that make you feel anchored, like a lot of nervous system regulation. If you have access to the Transformation School tools, you know what I'm talking about, using your nervous system regulation tools, using things like maybe subconscious reprogramming. Also, I think getting out into nature can be really helpful. Just your daily practices, like a daily walk, daily journaling, daily nervous system regulation, that are going to make you feel grounded and anchored so that you have the capacity to allow the storm to be there, allow the winds to move, and just recognize, yeah, there's a sacred storm right now that's working for me. It's reorganizing everything. But I can just stay anchored here in the center while all that happens for me. You're kind of like letting the universe, letting life do everything for you. And all that you're focused on is what you're being called to do, is where your intuition is guiding you to take action. That's all you're going to focus on is, okay, my intuition is telling me to do this, so I'm going to do this, and I'm just going to let everything else kind of be, and I'm going to let the universe take care of everything else for me, and I'm just going to only follow my intuition, and I'm going to courageously move, because some of these action steps that our intuition may call us to may be challenging. We may have to have some courage. Again, like, you know, theme number two was extreme energy open. And so it's leaning in, taking bold action, just recognizing that this month, all up, like an infusion of new energy, it's so exciting. And sometimes like really exciting energy can also feel a bit crazy. So you want to find your center, steady your course, stay in the eye of the storm, and trust that this sacred storm is reorganizing something. So you want to let the winds move. And when I say like let the winds move, I mean don't try to grip or control or revert back to the way things used to be. Just trust. Take slow deep breaths. Trust. Trust that the roller coaster has got you. And that yes, like the moves may be scary, but you're buckled in. Okay? Let's take a slow deep breath into theme number three and a big exhale out. Theme number four, another exciting one, new opportunities coming to you. New opportunities coming to you. So the interesting thing I was getting is like these new opportunities, I got so specifically that they are potentially connected to seeds that you've planted before now, or actions or moves that you've made since September and October of 2025. So things that you were kind of planting seeds, thinking about moving into September, October of 2025. So like thinking back to then, some of those are going to come into fruition now. You're going to get some opportunities, like maybe some manifestations that are connected to those seeds that you planted several months ago. And then also some additional ones. Now, these new opportunities that are coming to you may or may not come in the form that you were expecting or that you were looking for, but still notice them coming in. Still notice them coming in and be open. A lot of these opportunities are going to be tied kind of like to theme number three, theme number two, even theme number one. You want to focus on, okay, if my intuition is guiding me to say yes to this opportunity, how can I just courageously move and stay focused in on this opportunity and not look at the crazy winds of everything else going on around me? How can I just focus in on the thing that I'm called to do and really leaning into these new opportunities and identifying like if they feel aligned for you intuitively? And then again, if they do, move. Like, don't drag your heels, move. This is like everything you've been waiting for. So let's go, right? Let's go. Like, underlying theme, it's up to you now. Shine like the sun. That is the supportive energy this month. So you don't want to drag your heels. You want to move. So theme number four, new opportunities coming into you. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Now, before I recap January's energy, if there is somebody that right now just drops into your mind, onto your heart, just a name of somebody that you know, a friend, colleague, sister, brother, be sure to pass this episode along to them. You never know how this could really land or really shift things for someone. So if a name comes in right now, pause the episode, forward it along to them. They will thank you. And don't forget to hit follow or subscribe to the show wherever you are listening so you can catch every single energy update this year. All right, let's recap January. So the overall underlying theme is it's up to you now, shine like the sun. This really is a fresh new start, okay? And you are going to feel more empowered than you have in a while. You want to take that energy and you want to run. Theme number one, new perspectives and new creative solutions. Things are stirred up. Things are a little bit up in the air, but this is going to allow greater flexibility for you to do things differently. And this month, new things are going to crystallize. New pathways forward, new creative ideas, new art, just some shifts that maybe you didn't even expect are going to start to percolate and crystallize. And that is going to help you to know which way and how to move forward. Theme number two, extreme energy, open. So yeah, it's kind of an extreme month. Like the energy's big. It's a momentum month. There's going to be some big shifts that maybe you weren't expecting. Maybe even, again, some big emotions. Just lean into everything. Again, I just want to call forward that roller coaster energy. Just instead of bracing, open and be excited. The month is going to go so differently for you if you are open and excited to see what happens rather than bracing and in a defensive energy. And this, again, is why I think sharing this episode could be so powerful, because if somebody is in a bracing energy this month and then they hear this message, it could really shift the way they work with everything that happens to them this month. If they know that they can just so quickly shift into like, oh yeah, I can just pretend like I'm on, you know, a roller coaster of life and be excited for what the universe brings me. And I'm going to lean into everything in this really exciting energy. So again, theme number two, extreme energy, open. Are you going to lean into this extreme so you can step further into who you've always known you will become? I really feel like there's this thread of like destiny, of karmic energy coming in this month, of potentially for some of you, this sense of like, oh my gosh, this is the thing that I was always meant to do. I'm starting to like get a sense of it now. And that is just so exciting. Theme number three, find your center, steady your core, stay in the eye of the storm. The sacred storm is reorganizing something. Let the winds move. Let things be a little bit crazy, but recognize that it's all about how you respond and react to that craziness. You can stay centered in the center of it. You can use some nervous system regulation tools. You can use your daily practices that help you feel anchored and tethered to your heart, to the earth. And you can also lean into this and kind of this playful kind of, you know, again, like kink, erotic energy, and let life be a tease. Like, again, going back to the roller coaster, recognizing that you're buckled into the roller coaster, that you're safe and that life has got you. And that's why you're open and willing to go through those fun little twists and turns. And theme number four, new opportunities coming to you. Again, this is potentially planted to some seeds or some actions or some moves that you made in September or October, as early as September, October of 2025. And also potentially some other things. But yeah, just be open to the new opportunities. Even if you don't take all of the opportunities, just notice how many opportunities come to you this month. And of course, if you're somebody that is leaning into the energy, that is staying open, that is getting out there in the world, you're going to have probably way more opportunities than if you're somebody that, you know, is riding on that kitty train that's just going in a circle and you're closed off to life and you're shut down. Like, you're going to get fewer opportunities. But I think for everybody, it's possible that some opportunities will come in. This is just like a big opportunity month. So stay tuned into that. Okay. Again, if you haven't listened to the yearly 2026 energy update, be sure to listen to that. It's going to be a really interesting year and so much potential for this month and the rest of the year. This can be a really big shifting month and it sets the tone for the rest of your year. So I'm so excited to see what you do with this energy. So take a slow deep breath in with me. A big exhale out. It's up to you now. Go and shine like the sun. If you like today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit. And leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.